This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Something that happened out in the capital, Pretoria, yesterday. The inspectors from the Department of Labor closed down a major market in Pretoria, citing non-compliance with employment laws as well as undocumented nationals being employed at the market. According to a statement from the department, dozens of traders and illegal immigrants ran for cover as a joint multi-departmental inspection descended on downtown Marabastad in Pretoria in an operation that was that led to the closure of the Tshwane fruit and vegetable market. The joint inspection blitz was led by the Department of Employment and Labor in partnership with the South African Police Service and the Department of Home Affairs Immigration Unit. Let's speak to the Chief Director of Statutory and Advocacy Services at the Department of Employment and Labor, Advocate Fikki Swabede, joining us on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Firstly, give us a bit of background in terms of why this particular raid happened, or this blitz, as the statement puts it, targeting this particular market.
Thank you so much for having me, sir. Firstly, the Department of Employment and Labor is in a drive to improve compliance and visibility of our inspectors in ensuring compliance with the employment law. So we have established the National Roving Team last year to make sure that we have inspectors in different provinces in ensuring that we target the high rate of non-compliant employers and the problematic sectors in the country. So that is why we decided to have the raid in Marabastad yesterday.
All right. And what was it that you were looking for once you arrived there? Just tell us how the raid itself went.
Okay, the first thing that we were looking for was compliance with all our employment laws, that is occupational health and safety, to the national minimum wage, the registration with compensation for occupational injuries and diseases act, and also the unemployment insurance fund. And also in partnership with Home Affairs, we're also looking for the undocumented illegal foreigners. So that is why we're there yesterday.
Just in terms of the regulations around occupational health and safety and so on, this was then something that I would imagine the management of the market would have had to show compliance with.
Yes, we had to. In fact, we didn't even notify them because, one, in cases where we know that there is high rate of illegal foreigners and also the high rate of non-compliance, we just decided that we are going there without notifying them that we are coming, because we knew that they are going to hide those illegal foreigners. So we just decided to go.
Okay, so when you arrived on the scene, how did you... what documentation were people required to produce? In other words, in order, I think as an ordinary South African, you're talking about a driver's license, people don't generally carry their identification. What were people required to produce?
The Home Affairs was requesting them to produce their permits, their work permits, so that they can identify whether they are legal or illegal in that workplace.
But surely South Africans are not required to produce work permits?
No. Yeah. By the place, I think the market was just 98% of the people that are working there are foreigners.
Right. And they were required to produce their work permits?
Yes, their work permits and the passports.
Now, at this market, just explain to me how things work actually at the market, because my impression was that the market actually provides, they provide space for traders and so forth, and that these people are not actually employed by the market itself. Or are we talking about people who are in the full-time employ of the market here?
Yes, they are in the full-time employment of that market. There are those the traders. They are the employers of those people that are working there. So they have employed people to work under them in that market.
Who has employed people? That the market management itself, or what are we talking about here? Because okay. you said well, earlier that the reason why you didn't announce your arrival there was that you knew that they would hide people. Who's they that we're talking about? Are we talking about the management of the market, or who are we talking about?
Okay, what we are made to believe by the city of Tshwane was that they just gave these people the premises. Those traders that are there, they were given the premises to trade. And then they have their spaces there that they call them their workplaces. Then they employ people, those traders, to work under them.
So who gave them the space? The city of Tshwane did?
Yes, it's the city of Tshwane. But they are saying it's the market, the Tshwane market under city of Tshwane.
Right. The city of, the market is obviously owned by the city, just as the fruit and veg market here in Johannesburg is owned by the city of Johannesburg. Now, there were a number of arrests that were made of foreign nationals who were undocumented, I gather. Was there anybody arrested from the city of Tshwane for complicity in this?
No.
Why not?
No, because what we were targeting was people that have employed people there. Remember, we were in contact with the city of Tshwane yesterday, and they told us that, the place has been given to those traders that are there, so they are responsible for safety and whatever that they are doing there, that must be complied with the employment law.
But who gave this the space to these traders?
They are saying is that Tshwane management, Tshwane's fruit and veg management.
But this is precisely why I'm saying, why are they not being arrested?
For what?
They've handed over a site to people who are operating illegally. They are complicit in an act of illegality.
That's not our understanding. It's like if I lease you a building, I give you a building and say you are renting. Let's say you are renting my building and you operate there. If you do illegal connections of electricity, whoever is enforcing the law is going to target you as the person who's renting the place.
Okay, so who is renting the place from the city of Tshwane?
It's those employers that are there.
So there's various people. Is the site like is the whole market run by individuals now, or is there an overriding manager who's in charge of this site?
Yes, there are employers that are there.
Were they arrested?
I think not in the Tshwane. We closed the building. That's what we did. We didn't arrest anybody because we can't arrest people for not complying with electric wires, fire extinguishers. We closed the building because it was not safe.
But people were arrested for not being in possession of the correct documentation for being in the country. These were the foreign nationals. If there are people who are leasing spaces to people who are operating illegally, they are complicit surely in illegality?
No, you don't get it. You didn't get the brief right. These people that were arrested are workers that are working there, not only in the market, even in the shops.
Yeah, but somebody employs them.
Yes. Who? There are employers that we took them in for employing those people.
So you did arrest some employers as well?
Yes.
All right. So what happens next now? I believe the market is closed. When will it open again, or under what conditions?
It will be open as soon as they fix those things that we identified during the inspection.
And the foreign nationals and the operators that were arrested, what happens with them?
They are now in the police station. They will face the criminal law charges.
All right. Thank you to the Chief Director of Statutory and Advocacy Services the Department of Labor, Advocate Fikiswa Bede.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.